I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Trump, meet President Moon. That introduction will come tomorrow when South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, heads to the White House for talks with President Donald Trump. It'll be an important meeting, but it could also be an awkward one. That's because while the Trump administration has been talking tough about North Korea, Moon was swept into office last month, partly on promises to engage with the North. Reporter Jason Strother is in the South Korean capital, Seoul. Jason, this is Moon's first foreign trip as president. Why did he choose the U.S. for his first visit?
It's undeniable that the U.S. is South Korea's closest and most important ally, not only in terms of defense, but also in trade. But ahead of this trip to Washington, there's been a lot of anxiety here in Seoul about how this summit is going to take place between the two leaders.
What's the anxiety about?
Well, Donald Trump, you know, from the campaign trail, had accused South Korea of not, pulling its weight in terms of the U.S. soldiers that are stationed here. There are over 29,000 American soldiers in South Korea. Trump said South Korea needs to pay up more or he's going to withdraw them. He's also called the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement horrible. So, you know, President Moon has quite a laundry list on hand when he meets with President Trump on Thursday evening.
Give us a thumbnail sketch of Moon. Who is he?
Well, Moon Jae-in, he is the son of refugees from North Korea. They were evacuated from the North during the war by American soldiers. Moon grew up to become a student activist. He was imprisoned for some time because of his activities. Many of those protests against the former dictatorship here turned violent. Moon later went into law. He was a human rights lawyer, and he was an official in the last liberal administration here in South Korea. Moon has been seen as someone who favors engagement with North Korea, and that differs quite a bit from his two conservative predecessors.
Given how tough the North Korean regime is under Kim Jong-un, what's behind Moon's favoring of engagement with Pyongyang?
Right. Moon was just this past weekend. He was welcoming North Korean Taekwondo athletes to South Korea to take part in a tournament here. He's also invited North Korea to participate in next year's Winter Olympics. When Moon was a student activist against the dictatorship here in South Korea, they basically went against the grain, and that included the very rigid stance against Pyongyang that the dictator Park Chung-hee and later Chun Doo-hwan had. So I think many people from Moon's generation, the student activist generation, they do want to see better relations with North Korea. And they point out that during the past 10 years of conservative rule, tensions between North and South only got worse. So now it's time for a change.
I was wondering whether the death last week of Otto Warmbier, you know, the college student who was held for 18 months by North Korea for, you know, stealing a poster or flag, and he's returned in a coma and dies. It's huge news here. It's just, you know, this awful story. Is that likely to be discussed or have any impact on this Trump-Moon Jae-in meeting?
It's not really a South Korean issue. South Korea has several of its own citizens detained in the North right now. Of course, Moon Jae-in has expressed sorrow over Otto Warmbier's death, but it's not really a Seoul Washington issue.
So from your perspective in Seoul, is there any threat to the U.S.-South Korean relationship?
I think the South Korea-U.S. relationship has seen many difficult times over the years. During the previous liberal administration of Noh Moo-hyun, which Moon Jae-in was a member of, those were tense times. There were many anti-American, anti-U.S. military protests during those times. But still, it was during that administration that the free trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea was signed. South Korea sent troops to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq. So no matter how much President Trump and President Moon may differ on issues such as engagement with North Korea, the alliance is not in jeopardy.
Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Carol.